Welcome to I've Never Seen Star Wars. Hello, I'm Marcus Brigstocke, and tonight, as usual, I will be persuading my guests to try some things they have never tried before. My initiate tonight is a writer, broadcaster, and fantastic comedian. Would you please welcome the incomparable Sandy Toksvig? My brave, brave friend, do you have any idea what you've let yourself in for?
No.
You'll be fine. Now, you've travelled extensively and you've led a rich and full life, but there are one or two things you've avoided.
Yes.
Sport and popular culture. Being two of the smaller ones. And the popular culture thing, I mean, how do you manage to avoid that?
I find it really easy. You just turn the television off and then you're pretty much good to go. I don't read very small newspapers.
Right.
And I pay attention to my children only at certain intervals.
That's a clever way of doing things. Because in your fantastic role as chairman of the News Quiz, when the whole Russell Brand, Andrew Sachs story came up, you didn't know who Russell Brand was?
No, I didn't. I did know who Andrew Sachs was.
Good.
My children were appalled that I didn't know who Russell Brand was, but no, I didn't. It made it much easier to make jokes.
Yes.
Because I didn't worry about hurting his feelings because I had no idea who he was. So it was
fair enough. Jonathan Ross, anything?
I do know Jonathan.
Good.
Yes, I do know Jonathan, and he should have behaved better.
Okay. Now, I'm going to get you to try your first new experience in just a moment, but first let's establish a couple of things. Now, you are a woman.
Strictly speaking, yes.
Good. And technically speaking, you're not very tall.
No. No, I'm 4 foot 12.
Really? 4 foot 12. Right.
I can't...
actually took me a while to do the maths on that. And yet, despite being both a woman and not very, very tall, you have never worn high heels.
No. No, never in my life. Every time, as a child, I remember seeing women in high heels thinking, you could never run in those. Why would you do that? No, I've never worn them.
Well, let's see if putting a pair on changes your view. If you want to pop your shoes off there, that's a sensible shoe.
This is so typical of me. They're not only laced, but double knotted, so this is going to take a brief moment.
That's fine, just unpick those. While you're...
I've got thick sports socks on as well, is that...?
I think most ladies who wear high heels have a thick sports sock.
Oh, fine.
On. It helps to prevent the blistering, I think.
Oh, right, okay.
But is there a part of you that's looking forward to trying this?
No.
Good. Excellent.
Catherine de' Medici, she was going to the French court and she wanted to make a good impression. And she's the woman who had the high heel invented because she thought she would look more statuesque when she arrived. And I thought, well, why didn't she just learn French? That'd be quite impressive, wouldn't it?
Speaking
of
impressive,
heavens.
Look at those. Now that's... that is a bright red stiletto high heel. In fact, there's two of them.
I've never seen anything. Why would you do that to yourself? Oh, ow! Oh,
I feel I ought to kneel at your feet and sort of guide a sports sock in.
But surely you have to have two toes cut off to...
Can we do that? Have we got scissors in production?
Okay,
and both feet are in. You're technically still up.
Yes, but I think, actually, it's made me shorter because I'm bent double.
Yes. I think the best thing now is if we walk...
Yes.
Well, I say walk... Try to describe what you're doing and how it feels.
Well, you have managed to turn me from a confident woman into an extremely anxious transvestite.
Yes. Well, that's what high heels are all about.
Okay.
Now, you're on our tottering board. I want you to think of this.
I can't let go of you. That's why Victoria Beckham's always got some man beside her, because she can't actually stand. Okay.
David.
Oh, that's it. Yes.
Now, this is the tottering board, and I'd like you to attempt to walk unaided towards me. If she goes into the front row, for goodness sake, help her. Yes, yes. And look at you now, making your own way back.
But I mean, I can actually feel something very, you know, some kind of deep vein thrombosis starting. I've never, ever in my whole life had my little toe overlap my big toe. That has never... I have worked in this theatre, I don't know how many hundreds of times, I have never before seen the back row. Please can I take them off? They're hideous.
But they look...
Do I look better? Yeah. Well, let's have a vote. Better's, let's have a vote. Let's have a vote. How many people think
question.
I look better in the high heels than I did in the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how many people think it's a disaster? That will be the majority.
Okay, well, it doesn't seem like it's done a great deal for you, but as an experience, trying high heels for the very first time, what would you give it out of 10?
Well, I would give it quite a lot out of 10. But I do have the strange, uncomfortable feeling that I've been in a sex shop with you. There's been some very, something slightly uncomfortable about it. So, yes, I flirted with it.
There's nothing uncomfortable about going to a sex shop with me.
Please don't tell me that's on your list of things.
Okay, so wearing high heels, if never to be repeated again...
I think it's a really interesting experience. I would probably give it 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. There we go. Now, food. Tell me about some of the more interesting things you've eaten in your travels around the world.
Well, I have eaten things that I simply do not recommend. There is a thing that is eaten in the American Midwest called a prairie oyster. It's that bit of the bull that probably he doesn't want to lose. How can I put this in a really polite manner? If you place even a cooked bull's testicle in your mouth, there is a moment when it pops that is so unpleasant. I was trying to be delicate about it.
No, you have to, absolutely as delicate as you could possibly have been.
So that's horrible. Locust, doesn't matter how much you cook it, it crawls down your throat.
Okay, well, let's see if you like this. You have never tried, and this may shock some people, of all those interesting things you've tried, you have never so much as tasted a pot noodle. Well, let me tell you, Sandy...
Why would you?
You were a student.
Well, darling, I was at Cambridge. We had people who brought you food.
You'd follow me.
Do I have to do it while wearing high heels?
To our preparation area. Totter or walk.
I'm
or
just going to stroll over in my
whatever
socks.
Whatever you're happiest with.
Casual radio.
Now, we've got not the entire range... Not the entire range of pot noodles, but pretty close. Now, what we do need is somebody to help us prepare these delicious things. So I need, please, a student. Have we got some students in? There's a student over there. Sir, would you mind making your way onto the stage to help us out with this? A student who looks like he may have had a pot noodle or two. What's your name, sir?
I'm Ziggy.
Ziggy, have you eaten these?
I have. I tend to go for the green one or the blue one.
Are you referring to a flavour?
Yes.
No. This green one. Oh, there are different... I'm so sorry, wrong shade of green. Chicken and mushroom or...
The blue one.
Very nice.
I like a man who can coordinate his colours to his flavours. Good work. Now, so you've started boiling the kettle.
Yes, the kettle is being boiled.
Excellent.
And if you look on the inside of the pot noodle thing, there's a small raised area, which is the fill line.
We've got an expert.
Is that in case you get terribly confused?
Yes. So you pour in the water.
Yeah.
Let it absorb.
Yeah.
If you wish, there's a sauce packet.
Right.
Mix and enjoy.
What are you studying, Ziggy?
Chemistry.
Perfect. Ziggy, do some pouring for us. Because I know that they take a couple of minutes to sort of settle in.
You mix it up a little. It doesn't look particularly appetising yet.
No.
But then again, it never really ends up looking amazingly appetising.
Now, we've got... What have we got here? We've got a chicken and mushroom. We've got a Bombay bad boy. Some of them have taken on an interesting colour. This one seems to have brightened.
The tikka masala. Yes, that's...
Right. I wouldn't go straight into the Bombay bad boy if I were
no?
you.
No, OK.
Well, you're welcome to. It's just, it may spoil your palate for the others.
Is it like wine tasting? I can spit it out.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly how pot noodles work. Think of this one as an amuse-bouche. So there we are, the first taste of a pot noodle.
Wow, that's, OK.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to be polite.
What flavours are coming through there?
Mostly noodle at the moment. Well, noodle and soy sauce I'm getting quite a lot of. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go for the... Perhaps I need a stronger...
Straight into the Bombay bad boy.
Yep.
Oh, my. Here we go. Is that... Oh, dear. Sandy, talk to us. Talk to us. There's a drop of water there.
That is the most asthmatic-inducing food I have ever had.
Right. Has that faded at all, Sandy?
Not really, no.
Do you want to try anything else?
Not really.
No.
No. I mean, I will if you like.
Well, we have prepared a rather special one here for you with herring and meatballs in it. It's the special Danish pot noodle. This is not yet commercially available, but we've adapted it. So
it does have herring and meatball. Why would you put them together? Look.
Meatball. The meatballs come away.
Do you know, that is delicious.
Of course it is. It's Danish. What's not to like?
What's not to like?
Mm. They've deleted some flavours.
No.
Yeah, they have, I'm afraid.
But I was just getting started.
I know. But you can no longer get your hands on a cheese and tomato. For me, the idea of cheese that you add water to.
Yes.
It's not good. The Mexican fajita, they abandoned.
You can see where they were going with it, can't you? What a good idea.
You can see where they were going with that one, but not with the pizza one.
Ah. No. Is that a person confused over their fast food choice?
I think so.
Pizza, noodles. Wait a minute, I could have both in one.
They've done some festive flavours. Mm-hmm. Turkey and stuffing.
How rubbish at Christmas would you have to have?
Oh, that's a lovely
place. How sad is that? On your own, boiling the kettle for a turkey and stuffing.
Oh, dear.
I mustn't laugh. That's dreadful.
No, you mustn't laugh after the Bombay bad boy. Anything could happen. How many people in the audience have eaten a pot noodle?
Oh, my heavens.
Almost everybody. And who amongst you would call yourselves regular users? A few. And who likes them? Who enjoyed the experience? There's a good third of, maybe a quarter of the audience who like them.
Who's eaten one sober?
And they're just the one lady. So, as an experience, your first ever taste of pot noodles, marks out of 10, please.
I don't really want to be horror. And Ziggy did such a lovely job.
He did.
I think for presentation alone, 10 out of 10, taste 1. Mm.
So, somewhere in the middle at around 5.
Yes.
Sandy, have you ever been to a soccer match?
No.
Okay, well, never having seen a soccer game, I asked you to watch what is regarded as a classic match, the 1990 World Cup semi-final between England and West Germany. Yep. So let's listen to a brief bit of that match. Which I think is the only bit of it that you really absorbed, wasn't it?
Yes. I loved the Puccini and then it went downhill after that. I have to say it is probably the longest period of time in my life that I've ever focused on a piece of sport, and I was so right that it was not for me. I didn't know anything about this match at all, and they play for a fantastically long period of time. At the end of this, is it 90 minutes?
90 minutes.
They then said, we're going to play for another half an hour. Well, I wanted to kill myself at this point. Now, there's a couple of bits that I quite liked at the beginning, okay? But first of all, you couldn't tell, because I had it on sort of fast forward.
They play with tremendous speed, don't they?
Yeah, it was, well...
Set the scene for us. How did you watch it? Settle in with a few cans?
Well, if I'm completely honest, I watched it in a small quarter screen on my computer while doing essential emails, but...
Did you cheer anyone on?
No, because, first of all, you couldn't tell, really, when it was going to start. It all took fantastically long. There were a lot of men with dreadful hairstyles talking about something that had happened in 1966, which I wasn't following. And this is my favourite fact of the entire football match, that Bobby Robson, on the morning of the match, he had a haircut. They were in Turin. He had a haircut from an Italian barber who'd been flown over from Ipswich. Now... He wasn't even playing, this man, and
I'm glad you picked up on the nuances of the game.
Yeah. So I Googled Bobby Robson's Italian barber from Ipswich, thinking he was possibly a potentially interesting footnote in history. Unknown. I would be grateful to anybody who could tell me who he is. I felt the poor man had had no credit whatsoever.
Yeah.
Never heard of him again. Nothing at all. There were some fantastic moments from the commentators. Of one footballer, they said, he looks so comfortable out there. It's his job. Which I quite like. They name everybody who's got the ball, so you don't really have to watch. You get the sense, as their voices rise in excitement, that something's about to happen.
And did it?
No. And then somebody fell over. They all fall over all the time. And somebody runs on with, honestly, what looks like a briefcase and a Happy Meal. And there's quite a camp man who runs up and down the side, waving a flag, going, no, stop now. But it was, he's facing the kicker. Well, good idea, I thought. But
this is the famous game in which Paul Gascoigne was booked. He was given a yellow card, which meant that had England beaten the Germans, he would not be allowed to play in the World Cup final.
Yes.
And he burst into tears.
Yes. They did say about him, Gascoigne, he's so involved in this game.
Mm. Which is the least you can expect,
I would think that, again. And I mean, I did feel sorry for him, because he did cry. And it was a bit sad. But then, and then we get this thing with the penalty shootout, okay? Mm. I've watched for an hour and a half.
2 hours.
Two hours. I've had this annoying little gnat in the corner of my computer screen. And I have been watching in 2 hours. And then they have the penalty shootout. Now, I get that that bit's quite exciting. Why couldn't we just have had that?
Start with that. We and could, if that's inconclusive, play the game.
We could all have watched Sound of Music and then had that bit. That would have been a perfectly reasonable use of the 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And then, because I was sent this from the BBC archive, we get to 3-3 on the penalty shootout.
Yes.
And the tape ran out.
Do you have any idea who won?
No.
No? Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you.
I don't think you could.
Yeah.
Now, who did win?
Germany.
Sorry.
Now, do you think... Oh, that's getting a round of applause there. Sally, did we miss a trick by giving you England-Germany? Do you think you'd have been more engaged with a Danish football game?
I'm not the least bit jingoistic. I don't care which country. Right. It wouldn't matter to me in the slightest. I still think it is the most astonishing waste of time. I do not understand. The goal looks quite wide. It's their job. That's all they do all day, is try and get a ball into that goal, and they seem incapable of doing this.
Occasionally they manage it.
But mostly not. 2 hours of running around and not managing it. And it was just annoying. I just thought they weren't very good at their job. Oh, get on with it. Or put the goals closer together. They haven't got to run so far. Or have more balls. Have a ball each.
Do you feel that the high level of corporate investment in the Premiership and the inevitable draw that that has on foreign players representing what would otherwise be the finest English sides has jeopardised the national game?
Yes. Why don't they have it? Why don't they have it that only people from Chelsea can play for Chelsea? And only people from Liverpool can play for Liverpool. And just stop mucking about. That'd be hilarious. All those rich bastards from Chelsea playing all those quite tough people from Liverpool. That'd be a...
And 11 enormous 4x4s on the pitch.
Yes.
With no wheels.
I'd pay to see that. Yeah. That would be fantastic.
I think I would as well. Mm. Okay, so your first ever football match from beginning to end, slightly unfair perhaps because of the extra time and the penalty shootout. Marks out of 10.
0. I would honestly rather eat a pot noodle.
Well, there we are, 0 out of 10 for the international soccer game. Let's talk about music. Now, you mainly listen to classical music and very little in the way of pop, so I invited you to listen to an artist who redefined popular music in the 1980s with several huge-selling albums, the most popular of which was the multi-million-selling Grammy and Academy Award-winning classic Purple Rain by Prince. I mean, how does one go through life and never hear Purple Rain?
Just lucky.
Right. Right.
I'm blessed in that way.
Yeah. Had you heard the song, Purple Rain?
I must have done, because honestly, the minute I heard it, I was able to sing along. But that may be as well because it only has the lyric Purple Rain. So though I'm new to popular music, it didn't take me long to grasp hold of it.
No.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain, Purple Rain, Purple Rain. I was off and running.
Yeah, yeah. I should point out at this stage that Purple Rain was the first proper album that I ever bought and has remained a favourite ever since. So thin ice, Toxfig. You'll have those high heels back on in a second. Let's listen to a blast of what I think is a fabulous album.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
Yes, you've made your point. Thank you.
Does it have a sexual meaning, like golden showers?
If it does, I dread to think what it is.
Somebody who's had too much beetroot. I don't know. What it is. But it was an extraordinary album because I have an eclectic mix of people in my family, and every time I tried to listen to this, some member of the family came through going, "What the hell is that noise?" No, and the shrieking, there's quite a lot of, "Ah!" It doesn't do anything for me at all. I think it was the absence of a good lyric.
I am a big Prince fan, but I have to admit, he's not the best lyricist in the world.
No.
But he is famed for his shrieking. He's one of the few people who can scream in tune.
Great.
Yeah. Well, let's have a listen to another song from this brilliant album. It's wonderful.
What?
Driving. Nothing. Sandy, take your hands off your ears. It stopped.
It actually made me sort of enraged. It made me...
Did it really?
Yes. I mean, I'm quite a calm person, and this drove me to quite close to crossness.
Really? All of it? No, wasn't a single track
that
stood out for you as being, oh, well, now that one I quite like.
No, what was very sweet was when the producer said, would you like to come on the show? He said, we'll get Purple Rain, you can keep the album. Gee, thanks.
Yes, we got it when you sent it back, by the way. And what was that you put in the envelope?
A little sachet that just said, add soy sauce.
Okay, so much as it pains me even to ask, Purple Rain by Prince, out of 10?
It's there with the football, I'm afraid.
Is it?
In fact, my idea of hell would be listening to Purple Rain while being made to watch football.
So it's a naught out of 10
for
Purple Rain.
It is a complete naught out of 10, I'm sorry.
Naught out of 10 for Purple Rain, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, dear. Now, Sally, you began the show by wearing high-heeled shoes. I'm going to ask you to put your flat shoes back on now.
Okay.
So, you've tried on high heels. Do you think you're ready to progress to the next level? He asks knowingly.
I don't trust you.
No. Sandy, the last thing I'm going to ask you to do stands a genuine chance of changing the entire way that you look at the world.
Okay.
I want you to do a stilt walk. So I'm going to introduce you to your stilt walking teacher, and his name is Kaveh Rahnama. Please welcome him, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Kaveh, you do a thing called acrobalance.
That's right.
And what is that?
I work with a partner, and I have to lift her up. I throw her in the air, and I catch her, and she does handstands on me. And
I'm not doing
that kind of
thing. No, we're cancelling the stilt walking. Do that. Okay, so now you can teach Sandy to walk on stilts.
Yeah.
Excellent. What are they made of? Aluminium?
Yeah, they're made of aluminium, and this is just foam to make it a bit more comfy. They'll hurt your legs a little bit.
Thanks.
Not massively.
Right. But probably not as much as the high heels.
I would have thought not. Have you got a pair as well?
Oh, stilts?
Yeah.
No. No, certainly not.
Right, which way do they go?
Right, you're going to do this. So you're going to hold that for me there.
Yes.
Right. All right. How's
now
it feeling?
Sandy's
this means if I fall, and then I will...
You're not going to fall.
No, I'm not going to fall.
You'll be fine.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, how foolish of me. I'm not going to fall.
Okay. Why would you fall?
Why would I fall?
You're not going to fall. I won't let you fall.
Teetering several feet above the ground.
That's the second one. You just push it.
Honestly, yeah, as comfortable as having a smear.
Oh, come on.
And that's it? No, not really.
You're like those, okay, those men, those doctors who say, oh, just relax, and they come at you with the Eiffel Tower.
Okay. I went up the Eiffel Tower. Okay,
darling, you're a man. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
All you've got to do is imagine it's a bit like walking on your heels, walking like that. Yeah? And I feel like you're going to fall. You're not, because I'm going to hold you. But if, right, if you were to fall, yes, always fall forwards. Don't fall backwards.
Right.
I'm going to go with, if I'm going to fall, there won't be a lot of choice involved.
If you're going to fall, you'll fall forwards.
That's
you'll be
the
fine
thing about falling, I found.
Yeah.
I'm passing Sandy over
go
to you.
She's down straight. There we go.
She's a national treasure, for okay goodness sake.
How tall am I? How, really?
So tall.
No, but how tall?
You're nearly
massive
up to me.
Oh, it's fantastic.
What can you see?
Well, the air's better and... Somebody bring me a basketball. Now what? I can't okay just stand here
so
holding on to both of you.
Right. Try walking, but not anywhere. Just stay on the spot and just move your feet up and down. That's it.
That's
it.
Can I just say those noises with the straps? Can I
just we're all nervous, Sandy.
Yeah. And just walk towards me.
Great radio.
That's it, brilliant. There you go.
Don't draw attention to it.
Try it. Good. And apparently we have to stay on.
This is great. Look at this.
That's it. That's it.
I'm waltzing with all 7 foot of Sandy Toksvig. Have I got dandruff?
No, I've never seen the top of a man's head before.
Welcome back. How was it?
I loved it. That gets 20 out of 10. That was a really fabulous experience.
Out of 10. Loved it. Thanks to Carmen. Thank you very much.
If you've never tried it, give it a go. That was just great. Yeah. I'm 50 years old. That's the first time I've done that. I loved it. I thought it was splendid.
Well, all that remains is for me to say thank you very much for being my initiate on I've Never Seen Star Wars. Ladies and gentlemen, Sandy Toksvig.